Hello, my name is Jason Segovia. I am 17 years old. Today is April 13, 2018, and I'm speaking with Natalie, who is my friend. We are recording this at Raleigh-NC of the United States. Do you have a special object that means a lot to you? And how was it important to you, if you did have a special object?
Well, the first part of the year, I brought in a paint tray, mm-hmm. and that was pretty cool. I already kind of talked about that, but yeah. Do you want me to go into it? It's fine. We can.
I guess you could go into it if you want. That's fine.
Well, that paint tray like just symbolized me like getting older and getting over Texas because I've been so like chained to it because I wasn't able to be happy without like. Thinking about, oh, like, I could be in Texas, I could be doing this, so
I know that feeling.
Yeah, because you moved from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Like, it felt that way, it was like, yeah. Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that shape who you are today? Just, like, the positive and negative.
Well, a positive one, let me think. My most positive, I don't know. I can think of a negative one, which makes me seem like a Debbie Downer, but, like, something that shaped me mm-hmm. is my mom and dad got divorced, and that's really shaped my life because I have a new father, and there's, like, all these things that come with it and just, I feel like that's also a positive, too, because I have a person that loves me mm-hmm. and that cares for me enough to, like, just be there and stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I love him so much, and I don't even think of him as a stepfather because he's, like, just had such an impact on my life. He's always there for me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't know what I was going to ask, but, But
okay.
Were you first, like, not, like, used to it at first?
Well, my dad, my stepfather, in mm-hmm. parentheses, because I don't call him that, my parents divorced really young, mm-hmm. well, when I was really young, so he was always there for mm-hmm. me, so it was just, like, I don't know, drinking gossip milk, I don't know, he was just always there, so it's never been anything different for me.
Okay. Do you have a nickname, and how did you get it, if you did?
I have a nickname. It's not really a nickname. It's just, like, my mom calls me Nat Nat. My dad calls me Boo Boo. Like, Boo Boo, I don't know. And that's really fun. And then there's just, like, the typical names, like, all that other stuff. But, yeah, I don't really have a specific nickname.
Just Nat Nat. And always, like, gives us those.
Yeah, they give us weird nicknames.
Yeah.
Like, Boo Boo, where does that come from? Like, what?
I know, like, where do they just, like, they just, like, pull them out of, like, the cloud of randomness.
I know.
I remember, like, my dad, like, used to call me Tita. I'm like,
Tita? Oh, like, that's so cute. That's a cute nickname.
I was like, what? Like, I thought, like, Tita meant something, but, like, as I, like, thought about it, like, recently, I was like, does Tita even mean anything?
But, like, it doesn't really mean anything. I feel, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family that you can tell me about?
Are there any traditions? Every two summers, my grandparents come here
mm-hmm.
from Ghana, and this summer, instead of them coming here, we're going to go there, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to be going to Ghana instead of, like, every two summers they come here.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hope you have fun there.
Yeah.
Are there any classic family joke stories or song that you like to share?
Well, not really. I don't, I'd have to think about it, because there's a lot of jokes that just go along with my family that we don't really like. They're just there, but just, like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Do you have any?
Do I have any? I don't think, I don't think we have, like, any jokes. It's just, like, I think we just, like, laugh at, like, the smallest we do, because, like, my brother, like, the way he says bye, he just say, boy. And then, and just yesterday, like, my brother was, like, I was sitting in front of the TV, and he was like, move over. I'm like, Jesus, rude. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna move my son since you didn't say it politely. And then my mom's there, like, Tracy, just move over. And we were arguing, like, which, like, movie title was it? Whether it was, like, Quiet Room or Quiet Place? Which was it?
It's Quiet song. Place.
Yeah. And I was like, no, it's Quiet Room. Like, it's Quiet Place. And I'm
your
no.
father was right.
I was like, no, you're wrong. And then, I was, like, searching up in my phone, and I was like, hi, it's Quiet Room. Quiet Place. He was like, see, I'm right. I was like, okay, fine. And he was, and my mom was laughing because the way I said it, like, okay, fine. But yeah. But not really any jokes that I know of. Are there any funny stories to tell about you when you were growing up?
I have to think about it. I'll tell you later, I guess.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as someone who is really confident and strong and opinionated.
Yeah.
And just, like, not afraid to get up on that stage and just be there. And I want to be, like, funny. I don't know. I just want to be remembered in a good way. I want to, like, make a difference for people. I don't want to, like, just sit around all day. And, I don't know. I just want to do something good for the world. Give my peace to, like,
I can relate to this. I can relate to that. Just want to, like, be I think everyone just, like, wants to be remembered something good. I don't think there's anyone that wants to be.
Well, I guess the supervillains.
Yes, those supervillains.
Yes, they want to be remembered for, like, all the bad they've done.
Or the awesomeness they've done.
The awesomeness.
I say quote. Okay. Are there any lullabies or bedtime stories that have been passed on to your family?
There's this book called Love You Forever. Like, Love You. Have you read it?
Oh, no, okay, it sounds like a good thing.
It's so great, and I love that story, and I'll read it to my children when I grow up, and it's just, I love the story book so much.
Oh, can you tell me what's about?
Okay, so there's a baby, and the baby is being taken care of the mom, and so they grow up. It's long story short, the baby grows up, and he ends up taking care of the mama and, like, singing the song to her, and it was just really cute.
Wait, what was it called again?
Love You. I'll bring it tomorrow. I don't know.
Wait, actually, I think...
It's a picture of a baby on the front.
I think my friend had it, because I think, like, I read, like, a story similar to that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that's nice. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that has made a big impact of your life while you were growing up.
Mr. Thomas, I will remember him forever. He was my second grade teacher, and he was the best teacher ever. I miss him so much. Like, I remember him, like, forever. Yeah. Do you have a teacher?
A teacher? I remember there was, like, this teacher. I forgot her name now. I feel sad that I forgot it. But there was, like, a teacher, like, throughout my middle school, and she was, like, always so happy and bubbly. And, like, she just wanted, like, every student to, like, be in good health and, like, not sad.
Yeah.
It was, like, so
nice. What was her name?
I Again, I forgot what her name was. I think Mrs. It's something with an L. Mrs. Langrell? I don't remember.
Oh, I found the book. This one.
Oh, yes.
I love this book.
Oh, it was such a personal
story. It was amazing.
I think I ended up, like, shedding a tear.
Yeah, I tried reading that book, too, and it's just, like, some dumb baby book, but no, it's amazing. Okay.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life? Or one of them, if you can't think of both.
I'm very proud of just being able to, like, sing on stage, because I've always been really scared, and this past, I think, year, I went into a competition, and I got second place, which was really cool, and I didn't let, like, the fear get to me. I, like, just sang it out, and just, like, was myself on stage, and that's, like, one of my proudest moments.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, yeah.
Actually, I didn't think that, too. I ended up just, like, going, nope, I'm out.
Bye-bye. I feel
but,
you.
But that is so cool. You just, like, get, it's like, the fears are just, like, poking you, just, like, meh, meh, meh. And you're just, like, no, shoot.
Get away.
Yeah.
Bye.
Exactly. You just, like, don't let the fear get to you.
Yeah, you gotta, let's just take it off.
The last question. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you learned in life?
One of the most important lessons I've learned in life so far, because I have so much left to live, I feel like, is that nothing is simply handed to you. You have to work for everything that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I will take up in life forever and ever.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. People need to learn that. Because I have met some people when they just expect it.
Yeah, they just expect stuff to be given to them, and, like, that's what I want to earn it.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, no, you ain't no royalty. I know you
are. Excuse me, you're so up in here being sassy.
I'm sorry, just, like, sometimes, just, like, I didn't tell them all, like, you can't just, like, have anything given to you just like that. Like, no, it's not how the world works.
Uh-huh, because the real world is not like that. When you're with mama and daddy, they can, like, baby you, but, like, the real world ain't going to be like that.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Thank you.
Thank you for interviewing me. This was so fun.
Yeah, it was. And thank you again for interviewing me on yours.
Yeah.
It was really
I
fun.
I learned so much about you,
and
honestly.
You too. It was really fun talking to you. Okay.
Okay.
This was the end of this interview. I hope you enjoyed it.
Adios.
Yay. Okay.